But when the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and began to contradict what was spoken by Paul, reviling him. And Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly, saying, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken first to you. Since you thrust it aside and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life, behold, we are turning to the Gentiles." Again, false religious people are trying to silence Paul and Barnabas. If we only had more preachers and people that spoke the truth today, we would see many come to Christ as Paul and Barnabas did. Not many preachers today will teach the truth in fear they will hurt someone's feelings and not be politically correct. This may be sending many on the broad road to hell. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands. No doubt our opposition will erupt with lies to try and keep people from hearing the truth. But we shall stand our ground because 1 John 4 verse 4 states, "Little children, you are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." Stand your ground with the truth. And there they continued to preach the gospel. Acts 14 verse 7. The gospel was preached there. Instead of sitting still or hiding, they preached the gospel, the good news and glad tidings of Christ's incarnation, redemption, peace, pardon, justification through his righteousness, and spiritual and eternal salvation through him.